Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We appreciate the Lord for his mercy upon our lives. We thank the Lord for another wonderful day like this. We thank God for his power, for his grace, for his love. We thank God for the third day of the month of January, year 2021. Beloved, begin to appreciate the Lord, begin to worship him, begin to magnify him, begin to honor him. God is so good. God is so mighty. Look at what God has done for us. Look at how God has helped us all through last year. Look at the beginning of this year, just like joke we've started. And the mercy of God has been so unique, so powerful upon our lives. Appreciate the mightiness of God. Appreciate the greatness of God. You are the Lord from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God, you are God, from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Thank you, Jesus. You are welcome to this prophetic decree, prophetic reign, and to prophetic declaration of the third day, the month of January, year 2021. You are welcome, beloved. God is going to make way for you where there's no way. God is going to do wonders in your life this year. This year, I've just started. The Almighty God who have helped you to see this year, who has assisted you, that God will do wonders in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the new year. We've just started this year. It's the beginning of a new decade. The Lord is working wonders in the life of someone this year. I pray that this year will be your year of greater enlargement. This year will be your year of open reward. This year will be your year of divine celebration. This year will be your year of restoration and revival. This year will be your year of decoration. This year will be your year of manifestation. This year will be your year of lifting up in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord God will fight for you this year. God will defend his interest in your life this year. This year, all that you have lost to the enemy last year shall be recovered fully in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I just started telling you something very deep. I started by making you to understand the mystery and the dynamics of your word. The word we speak is so dynamic. There are mysteries about the word we speak. That word we speak is not ordinary. The word we speak out every day is very important. Until you understand the power of the word, until you understand the dynamics of your word, until you understand the mystery of your word, then you understand how you can now begin to use the word, how you can now begin to put the word into motion. This year, I've just started. This is the beginning of this year. This is the beginning of a new month in this year, 2021. It's very good if you get this understanding clear. If this understanding is clear, then you are good to go. You are good to claim everything that you have lost. You are good to use the word to program great thing into your life. And you are good to program your destiny into the next level of greater height. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. You remember the Bible says, and thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. And the light shall shine on your way. Job 22, verse 23, verse 28. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, life and death are also in the power of the tongue. And those who love it, those who love it will always eat the fruit of it. That is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Beloved, I pray for you that today the power of God will come upon your tongue, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost will use your tongue to do wonder this year in the name of Jesus Christ. The word we speak is power. The word we speak is powerful. The word we speak is a spirit. Is a spirit. Understand that your word creates your word. Your word is a spirit. Your word is a seed, and it grows as you speak it out every day. Your word can create a kind of banner over your life. Do you know your word creates direction for your life to go? Do you know your word has power to stop God's promises for your life? If we speak any negative word can stop God's promises for our lives. You must understand that. That is why we must learn how to speak positive word. Do you know that people can be snared or trapped by their word? Your word can trap you. Your word can cause someone to stumble. Your word also can cause even you yourself to stumble. Do you know your word can truncate your potential? That is why this time around we must learn how to speak out the word of power. We must learn how to speak out the word of grace in our life. Don't give any negative thought expression. Don't verbalize any negative thought into motion. If you don't verbalize any negative thought, that negative thought will die stillbirth. But if you verbalize a negative thought into motion, it becomes a dangerous thing, and the life begins to move in that direction. Beloved, even if you have anything in your heart and you know it's negative, don't speak out. It will die naturally. It is time for us to know that what we don't want, what we hate, what we don't like at all, what is not good for us, must not be spoken out at all. It is time for us to know that negative words, they are not going to be our friends at all. We must learn to speak positive words. We must learn to decree, I am strong. We must learn to decree, it is well with me. We must learn to decree, I will not die before my time. We must learn to decree, I will make it this year. We must learn to decree, my business is moving to the next level. We must learn to decree that negative report is not my portion. We must learn to decree that I will excel and I will be greater than last year. We must learn to decree that it is well with me. I am experiencing sound health. As we are speaking that word out, the power of God is bringing it to pass in your life right away, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, can you just take a bottle of oil or a bottle of water now? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy into the bottle of oil. I prophesy into the bottle of water. Hear the word of the Lord. Today, I command you to carry power. I command you to carry the anointing that breaks the yoke of darkness. I command you right now to carry deliverance power. I command you to carry the miracle power in the name of Jesus Christ. Both the oil and the water, hear the word of the Lord. Become the carriage of power in the name of Jesus Christ. Become divine medication in the name of Jesus Christ. By the time this oil will be used now, by the time this water will be used, the yoke of darkness shall be broken completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Infirmity upon our life shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Arrow of darkness fired against anyone here shall go back to the sender. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil and anoint your head. Anoint your head now. O rest, yaka. Take the oil upon your head now. Put it on your head. And you speak this prayer out loud and clear. Say, any power calling my head in the coven of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Any power calling my head in the coven of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Any power calling my head in the coven of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Any power calling my head in the coven of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Any power calling my head in the coven of witchcraft, in Jesus' name we pray. Pray very well. Put your hand on your head and command it like this. Say, power summoning my head in the witchcraft coven. In the name of Jesus, power summoning my head in the witchcraft coven. There, in the name of Jesus, power summoning my head in the witchcraft coven. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Open your mouth and pray this word. Say, arrow of untimely death, fire into my head. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of untimely death, fire into my head. Go back to the sender. I want you to pray that prayer aggressively. Arrow of untimely death, fire into my head. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of untimely death, fire into my head. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil and anoint your hand. Anoint your palm. Anoint your palm now. Aha. We are stretch your hand out. Stretch your hand out. Stretch that hand out. I want to prophesy to that hand. Father, I decree that that hand shall be an arrow of fire. That hand shall be an instrument of deliverance. That hand shall become a battle axe. That hand shall become an instrument that breaks the yoke of darkness. That hand shall become an instrument of for signs and wonders in the name of Jesus now. Now you are going to smite your head 3 times. When you smite your head 3 times, you say, evil arrow, go back to the sender. Well, let's go. Bah! Evil arrow, go back to the sender. Say again. Bah! Evil arrow, go back to the sender. The third time. Evil arrow, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to do it again 3 times. Let's go. Evil arrow, go back to the sender. Say it again. Evil arrow, go back to the sender. Say it again. Evil arrow, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil now. Take the oil and put it in your mouth now. Drink a little bit of the oil. Or if you don't have the oil, drink water.
Yes, you now speak aggressively now. As that oil has touched your tongue, power has gone in. You are going to speak loud and clear. Say, any evil plan against my life this year, backfire in the name of Jesus. Any evil plan against my life this year, backfire in the name of Jesus. Any evil plan against my life this year, backfire in the name of Jesus. Any evil plan against my life this year, backfire in Jesus' name. Pray the second one. Say, every satanic agenda for me and my family this year, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every satanic agenda for me and my family this year, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every satanic agenda for me and my family this year, scatter in Jesus' name. We pray. Now take the oil and anoint your chest area now. Aha. Now you are going to speak like this. Aha. Say, owners of evil load inside my body, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Owners of evil load inside my body, carry your load, 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 carry your load. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every arrow fire from the coven of witchcraft against my destiny, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every arrow fire from the coven of witchcraft against my destiny, backfire, 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 backfire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we are going to hit your chest 3 times. Number one, let's go. Number two. Number three. Aha. Shout it now. Say, powers assigned to waste my life, in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to waste my life, in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to waste my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Now place your hand on your chest and shout like this. Say, anything that is not of God in my body, get out, get out, get out. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Now take the oil and anoint your navel, your stomach area now. Okay, aha. Something is happening to that sister. The arrow fire against your destiny is going back to the sender. Now. The yoke of darkness upon your life is broken. Now, that is wonderful. Now place your hand there. Aha. Now with your hand on your navel, you are going to pray loud and clear. Say, foundational strong man assigned to control my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man assigned to control my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man assigned to control my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man assigned to control my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil covenant between me and any dead relatives, break in the name of Jesus. Any evil covenant between me and any dead relatives, break, break, break in the name of Jesus. Any evil covenant between me and any dead relative, break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful, wonderful. Put your hand on your stomach as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command any satanic arrow hiding in the intestine, satanic arrow hiding in the liver, satanic arrow hiding in the bladder, satanic arrow hiding in the kidney, satanic arrow hiding in the pancreas, satanic arrow hiding in the system of the body, satanic arrow hiding in the lung, satanic arrow hiding in the stomach, satanic arrow hiding in the womb. I command you now, hear the word of the Lord. Go out of that place and go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go out, go out, go out now. Go out, go out, go out. Go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Now rub your hand, rub the oil on your hand. Aha. And say this one after me. My hands, you shall prosper this year. My hands, you shall not be caged. My hands, you will experience dumbfounding breakthrough this year. My hands, you shall not wither. My hands, you shall not be chained. My hands, you will not be in prison. My hands, get out from the bondage of the wicked. My hands, you will not experience poverty. My hands, experience greater success. My hands, experience divine breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I speak into your life today that every arrow of backwardness, arrow of aimlessness, fire into your life from the womb shall go back to the sender, shall go back to the sender. Any evil arrow assigned to truncate your destiny, arrow of breakthrough miscarriage, arrow of testimony miscarriage, arrow of financial miscarriage, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, I decree that it is well with you this year. This year, you will make it more than every other year you have ever experienced. This year, God will open way for you where there's no way. This year, the hand of the Lord shall be released upon your hand, and your hand shall prosper. I pray that the hand of the Holy Ghost shall rest upon your life this year. This year, God shall visit you in a greater dimension. This year, God shall cause you to experience financial wealth. This year, God shall connect you to people that matters. This year, God shall take you to the next level of financial explosion. In the name of Jesus, the peace of God shall come upon your life this year. You will experience dumbfounding breakthroughs in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I can see the wonders of God in your life. Somebody is going to have a wonderful testimony this month. This month, I see breakthrough coming upon three people here. I see that brother, the document you have been waiting for from embassy shall be released this month. That sister, hear the word of the Lord. God is going to visit you this month, and you will conceive after 18 years of barrenness. Yes, I can see another brother there. You have lost hope throughout last year, and this year you started without no hope. The Lord said that to tell you that you should begin to dance and begin to rejoice, that you should begin to worship Him, that is going to give you the founding breakthroughs. He's going to bless you to the extent that those who have gone ahead of you 15 years ago, you will catch up with them this year. Breakthrough is coming upon your way. Aha! There's wonders of God. The power of God is going to create a new chapter for somebody. Sickness in the body of somebody is going back to the sender. The arrow fire into your life is going back to the sender. Arrow of diabetes is going back to the sender. Arrow of high blood pressure is going back to the sender. Arrow of insomnia is going back to the sender. Somebody is receiving deliverance now in the name of Jesus. Aha! That is it. I want you to breathe in now. Breathe in. Aha! I command you to breathe in fire. Breathe in fire. Now breathe out. Aha! I command whatever is not of God in your life to come out in the name of Jesus. Breathe in now. Let's go. Breathe out now. Now, this is thought I breathe in now. Oh, yes. As you breathe in, you breathe in fire. You breathe in power. Now, breathe out now. Aha. You can see you are getting better now. This year, there's no sickness in your body. This year, there's no infirmity in your body. You will move this year with sound head and with strong mind. You will experience greater grace this year in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. In case you want to get across to us, you can send information across to us through SMS or through WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. For people who have been saying they want to contact us, it's very simple. Contact us on phone. And also, our location is at 7th Avenue, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Act Town, at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, First Act Town there. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola.